You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Jesus came to save sinners. It is a true saying and should be accepted by all men.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by one of our guest speakers. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, Heavenly Father, who didst manifest thy love by sending thine only begotten Son into the world, that all men might live through him. Pour thy Spirit upon thy church, that it may fulfill his command to preach the gospel to every creature. Send forth, we beseech thee, laborers into thy harvest. Defend them in all dangers and temptations. Hasten time when the fullness of the Gentiles shall be gathered in, and all Israel shall be saved. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, many verses of the Bible shine forth with particular brilliancy. They have for centuries sent forth their beneficent, warm and illuminating rays into the darkness of this world. Are those beautiful texts. For an example, John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. In Matthew 18:11, for the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. And the words to which we give special attention today. This is a faithful saying and word of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. These words should be treasured by every man and indelibly written upon the shrine of every human heart that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Paul was writing his first epistle to Timothy. Timothy was a preacher of the gospel at Ephesus. In his letter to Timothy, Paul instructed this young preacher in matters pertaining to the manner which he was to perform the functions of his ministerial office. Above all else, he set forth what the contents of his sermons should be. In the text, the apostle told Timothy, "You must preach and again preach, and tell old and young, and all committed to your charge, that Christ Jesus came into the world, that the Son of God has appeared upon earth, put on flesh, and become our brother, in order to save sinners, to forgive them their sins, to take them to heaven, the doctrine of reconciliation of the world by the blood of Jesus Christ, must be the beginning, the middle, and the end of all of your preaching and teaching. And to your hearers say, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. You will observe that Paul, in the first place, affirms that saying that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners is a faithful saying, infallibly true, creditable. This doctrine has ever been rejected by many. And when the shepherds of Bethlehem voiced a gladsome message, Christ is born, their words apparently fell upon unresponsive hearts. And during his personal ministry, Jesus filled all Israel with divine declaration, I'm come to seek and to save that which was lost. But a few accepted the message. And when disciples went into all the world and preached the gospel of Christ Jesus, the Son of God and the Savior of the world, they met with violent and persistent opposition. In our apostate age, the so-called wise and prudent openly declare the story of the incarnation of the Son of God by the redemption of the world is a myth which no intelligent mind can accept. But what does Paul say? This is a faithful saying. That is, this truth rests upon an impregnable foundation. No truth to which man assents has been more convincingly evidenced. None has ever been raised so high above the surging waves of doubt as this saying, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. For all else to appear unstable, this truth must abide. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And why? Because this is not a human but divine truth, the sum and total of the scriptures. Human knowledge depends upon the testimony of our fellow men, upon our own observation. You know, for an instance, that there is a country called Russia that is ruled by dictators. Upon what do you rest your conviction? You have never been there. You have never seen the dictators with your own eyes. You depend upon the judgment and testimony of others who have been there and bear witness to what they have seen. Again, you know that when cold blasts of the winter give way to the balmy breeze of spring, the trees begin to sprout. The grass again covers the earth. This certainly rests upon the experience and observation which you have made for many years. And thus it is with human knowledge. It rests upon the testimony of others and your own observation. With regard to such knowledge, however, you will have observed that men often report incorrectly, or in their judgment. Yes, even our own observation is not wholly trustworthy. In the consequence, we frequently experience the truth to which we adhere for a season and discard shortly as obvious errors. How much more trustworthy is the sinners Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners? This is, as Paul said, a faithful saying. If everything were to become unstable and fall, this sinners could not be swept away or rejected. It will remain forever true. For this saying is a divine truth. The certainty that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners does not rest upon the testimony of fallible men, nor upon our own observation, but solely upon the testimony of God. At diverse time, God, by the mouth of many prophets, and by the testimony of the apostles, and especially by the declaration of his only begotten Son, in unmistakable time declared that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He enhanced this testimony with a solemn oath, and God cannot lie, God cannot err, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. God is not man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. John therefore concludes, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God had this witness in himself. He that believeth not God has made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God has given us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. But Paul does not only affirm the word Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners is a faithful saying, but that it is worthy of all acceptation. Note here that the Lord declares, the gospel of Christ is so precious, so sublime, so sweet as to be worthy of being accepted by every soul. This we shall recognize most readily if we pause a moment and meditate upon the fact that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. A sinner is a person who has rebelled against the Lord, transgressed God's holy laws, who has merited God's wrath and displeasure, and been condemned to death and damnation. In order to save mankind from the fiery pains and the pangs of hell, Christ Jesus came into the world. No matter how deep man may have fallen, Jesus would raise him up. No matter how repugnant and loathsome the sinner may become, Christ Jesus would cleanse him. And no matter how long he may have done Satan's bidding, Jesus would reclaim him. As confirmation of this blessed truth, in order to persuade even the vilest of men to come to Jesus, Paul points to his own example. I, says Paul, even I, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor, an injurious person, who destroyed the church of Christ, breathing out hatred against Christ, and was an offense to many, but buried the faith of many, even I obtained mercy, that in me Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for the pattern to them that should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Friend, must not your heart assent to the fact that the message that Jesus Christ came to the world to save sinners is worthy of all acceptation? It accepted, certainly transformed the condemned sinners into children of God. It translated them from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. If a messenger with the proper credentials were to appear in one of our prisons and a clarion voice announced, "Listen, all you criminals, you are pardoned, no matter how severe the penalty imposed may be. You are free." Would these guilty men seize upon the opportunity and with quick steps hasten out of their dark cell with hymns of praise upon their hearts and lips for their liberation? Imagine, if you will, a ship at mid-sea. The sharp, piercing cry, "Fire, fire," suddenly rends the air and fills all on aboard with consternation. There's a cry, "We're lost." But while the stoutest heart is sinking into despair, a voice is heard, telling of the rescue ship that is approaching. My friend, with what sincere shouts of joy would the assurance be received and the liberators praised and honored. But what is an earthly prison compared with the eternal prison of hell? What is a temple death by fire compared with the unquenchable flame of the torments of the fiery pit? In this day of grace, the message is brought to us lost and condemned sinners that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, that he will wash us clean in his holy, precious blood. He will absolve us from punishment and guilt. He will open our prison cell and save us from the fires of hell. He will lead us into his everlasting and blessed kingdom. Oh, friend, is not this word worthy of being received by every soul? The vast majority of men remain cold and indifferent toward this blessed message, reject it, even scoff at it, and ridicule it, and thus bring upon themselves swift destruction. Let us, my friend, accept this precious word. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Then deliverance has come to us. In time and eternity, God grant that the words of our text may continually illumine our hearts and shed their sublime luster for and near. The words that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, that word of all acceptation. Now unto the King eternal, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.